I'm here today, having just gone on a tour of Seafield Sewerage Works with Alex, who's involved in running the plant. And so, first of all, I wondered if you could just introduce yourself and give us a bit of background about what you do here.
Certainly. My name's Alex McTeer. I'm Senior Project Manager for a company called Stirling Water. Stirling Water holds a licence for the PFI in East Central Scotland, what's called AVSE, Arwen Valley Seafield and Esk Valley. So basically, anytime anyone flushes a toilet in East Central Scotland, we get it and we have to treat it. What I'm particularly doing just now, concentrating on rather, are two specific projects within the Seafield Wastewater Treatment Works. The first one is the Inlet Improvement Works, where we have an old, 40 years old inlet works, and we're replacing screens, we're making sure that any solids are taken out, we're making sure that no grit passes through the works. And the second part of the works is the Odour Improvement Project, where we're covering up specific areas that have been highlighted to us by Scottish Water and by their consultants. We're extracting air and we're treating the air and then putting it through a large chimney, for want of a better word, that will clean it up and make sure that any smells that the local inhabitants can notice are significantly reduced from current smells.
We've just been on a tour and we've seen some of these constructions hopefully there'll be some photographs on our blog that you can have a look at of these things. We've before we went on a tour, we had a meeting with all the various people involved, local councillors, MSPs, Kenny McCaskill was chairing it, and of course the various companies involved in managing the works. Some of the representatives from the local community did point out that there was a smell this morning and also raised the issues of recent complaints about the smell. I wonder if you have got anything to say to people at the moment who have been told, if you like, that there are moves afoot to tackle the infamous Seafield stench, but are still finding that they're getting an unpleasant smell on these links or in the neighbourhood around and about.
Yes, quite simply, as the representative of Edinburgh Council made clear this morning, there have been improvements due to the projects being underway just now, but these improvements are by no means final, and significant parts of them still have to be completed before May next year. And that's when we intend to put the Seafield Odour Improvement Works online. And those works will effectively take all the air from the weirs and the PSTs and other parts of the work, will chemically treat it and also put it through a carbon filter. So that will have the effect of significantly reducing the amount. Until then, we're attempting to minimise any smells going to the community, but until the works is complete, it's really going to be impossible for us to mitigate all smells. And as we negate and mitigate particular smells in particular areas, we're finding other little sources that we're dealing with already. And in some cases, some smells that probably weren't noticed about a year ago are now becoming significant. And we promise that we'll continue to work and mitigating and minimising all of the rest of the smells that we find on site.
I'm sure people will be pretty interested to hear about all that work. So the odour improvement plan, just to clarify, is supposed to be finished by May. From what I gathered in the meeting, that old phrase, on time and on budget, came out. So the work is progressing as planned. Could you give people an indication, I suppose, of if you had to pick a percentage number, how far through are we the works at the moment?
We're about 70 to 75% through on the odour works. We're about 90 to 93% through on the inlet works. Mm. The inlet works are due to finish in November, and then we'll do continuous testing of that for several months. The odour works due to finish in May, which, as you quite rightly said, is we'll end up on time, on budget. We're absolutely sure on that. And as I'd like to point out as well, one of the facts we're absolutely proudest of the whole project, not one single day has been lost due to any accident on site. And given that several hundred people have been working here, along with our operations colleagues, we're very, very proud of that. So, yes, on time, on budget, we expect to have them finished, and we've promised the local community to have them finished by May, after which we will engage in a full 1 year, 365 days of testing. So SEPA, the council, Scottish Water, and the residents groups will be getting information from us and from independent test houses to show just how effective the whole project has been.
I'm sure everybody would be really interested to see if there will be a difference next summer, because the proof of the pudding is in the smelling, for want of a better expression. And, some other people there were saying that they got the impression that people had given up complaining and calling in if there is a smell. I assume you still want to know from the local community if people do smell something and or do get a nuisance from local smells. And is there a way, could you know the numbers that people should call or?
What we do is we take a step back from the complaints procedure quite rightly, because we are the operators. Scottish Water have a well-documented set of phone numbers for people to call, and they're very thorough at passing that information to us. Mm. And we then correlate that to maybe something we're doing on site on that day or that weekend or whatever. And continue to, if anyone has a complaint, absolutely everyone has a right to call the Scottish Water line, which is well publicised on the Scottish Water website. And they will immediately put those complaints through to us.
Okie doke. Well, thanks very much for your time, and I'll call an end to it there.